Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Johnson with Gone Too Long on Real Gospel.
It's not what I dreamed it would be. This can't be my destiny. The road is laced with guilt and pain and filled with misery.
I've been gone too long.
Here in a pool of tears, surrounded by my doubt and fears, I long to hear your voice, but I can't wipe out the noise.
I've been gone
too long
from your presence.
If I had to do it all again, and I knew the beginning from
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined in the studio right now by a collaboration of gospel artists. I am joined by William Demps,
what's up?
Micah Lee,
what's up?
Michelle, and Michael Nelson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Michael and Michelle.
Michelle.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, they're more than them in the room. Y'all can't see me, but speak up. Speak into the microphones as loud as possible. Play musical chairs. Do whatever. So thank you first and foremost for stopping by Real Gospel, and thank you all for all your continued hard work for the kingdom. And, you know, this is an unorthodox interview. I've spoken to Micah Lee in the past, and your interview is forthcoming. William Demps has been on the program before. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
And Michelle, have we spoken before?
No, sir, we haven't.
We haven't. Okay. No. Well, we're going to make this the beginning of a great friendship.
Yes, sir.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
And so to my brother, Michael Nelson.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Michael. Yeah, speaking to the mic. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All
speaking
right.
to the mic. Yeah. So first and foremost, I want to say once again, thank you all for coming by. But I want to give you an opportunity. First, let me tell the listeners, they're in the city of Nashville right here because we broadcast from the campus of Historic Fisk University, and the flagship station here is Jazzy 88 WFSK. So to those of you listening around the world, you know, listen to this interview and make sure that you write down or reach out to me at Real Gospel with the X-Men on my Facebook page or Real Gospel X-Men Twitter in case you want to reach out to any one of these artists and bring them to a ministry near you. So I was taught in my house that ladies are first, so we're going to start with Nichelle. That's right.
Yes, yes.
So introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about you and where you're from and your music.
All right. My name is Nichelle Cunningham. I have a project that's out, and it's called It's Time, Praise the Lord, and we're excited about that. I've been singing for a long time, but this is my first project, and God has been faithful. He's been good. So this particular song that we are promoting and that's going to be played on radios is Praise the Lord. It's time, because here it is in this season in our lives, we forget because we're so caught up with I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda done things, but it is a time and a season for us to manifest our purpose, what God has given us and things of that nature. So that's what this is about, praising God. Old saying used to say, when praises go up, blessings come down. And so when we praise God, truly, truly blessings come down.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from a small town called Texarkana, Texas, but I live in Charleston, South Carolina now.
Yes. And our thoughts and prayers still go out to everyone from the, if you are volunteering with the Red Cross or if you have suffered a devastating loss due to Hurricane Harvey, our thoughts and prayers still are with you. So I just wanted
to
say that right there.
Definitely.
So North Carolina.
South Carolina. Yes, Charleston, South Carolina.
I want to say I've been through there. Charleston, that was in the news.
Yes.
If not recent.
The Charleston Nine.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's where the young man went in and gunned those people down that were having worship service.
Yes, sir.
So wow. The Lord is needed more than ever. More than ever. Those are some heart-hitting tragedies that have affected our nation. They really have.
Exactly. All but we're Charleston strong there.
Yes.
We're Charleston strong. Listen, viewers, they can go out and they can download my CD on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, any of the digital media sites. You can also reach me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at I Am Artist Nichelle. And on my website at IamNichelle.com.
There it is. Who's up next? Brother Nelson.
What's going on? It's your West Coast partner, Michael Nelson. How you doing?
He said West Coast. Okay, what part of the West Coast are you from, my brother?
I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm from the
49ers. How about the Niners?
California. I love the Niners. We need a little assistance from the Lord right now. But I love my team. Yes.
Yeah, if the Niners would go ahead and pick up Brother Kaepernick's contract, you know, pick it back up.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that issue.
Uh-oh.
It's a little more involved than I want to be. I do enjoy the 49ers. I am a Bay Area sports fan, so I'm a Warriors fan.
Ooh.
I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay.
I'm an Oakland A's fan.
Okay.
I'm a Giants fan.
Gotcha.
So I support Bay Area sports.
Gotcha.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Good. So talk to us about your music.
Well, my ministry is more of an urban kind of ministry.
Okay.
I don't get it twisted. I praise and worship every single Sunday, but when the rubber meets the road for me, I am out in the streets ministering to people in my everyday life.
Gotcha.
And that's just my calling. And as a result, my music tends to reach more toward people who are unchurched than people who are churched. But this particular single is a message to the church. It's called About to Turn Up. And it's just a message saying to the church that we need to turn up in the things of God and get back to being what God called us to be. I think in a lot of ways we've lost our focus. So it's called About to Turn Up. It's available on all digital media, iTunes, Amazon, And I can be reached on Facebook at Michael Nelson Ministries, on Instagram and Twitter at MikeDMusic1. That's at MikeDMusic1.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Share something very significant that you've discovered ministering outside of the church walls.
So I wake up and in my approach to dealing with any people, I've come to realize that everybody, I don't care who it is, every person I come across is just trying to do the best that they possibly can that day.
Yeah.
With whatever they have.
Yeah.
You know, some people's best is to use drugs all day. Yeah. Some people's best is to stay homeless because of the trauma they had from somewhere. That's the best they can do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important for us, man, as people who are supposed to show the love of Christ, man, that we meet people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Christ did.
Yeah.
Christ met people in the streets, man.
Yeah.
He was in the streets.
Yes.
That's where his ministry was. As a matter of fact, when he went into the church, he got angry, turned over the tables, and you know, and really cut up, you know, because he was angry. And I think in a lot of ways, we've gotten back to that type of church.
Yeah.
And so, I listen, my ministry is not what everybody should do.
Yes.
I'm Pastor Demps is a pastor, and that's what he's called to do.
Yes.
But as for me, because of my own life circumstances, it's important for me to reach out to people, man.
Yeah.
You know, I escaped being homeless by the hairs on my chinny-chin-chin and by the grace of God. I escaped being dead or hooked on drugs all my life by the grace of God. And so I think it's my duty. I have an obligation to go back, right, and reach out my hand and say, listen, I know he delivers from this.
Yes.
I know he saves from this. I know he's able to take your circumstances and change them in an instant.
Yes, he can.
He does that. And I'm a living witness that he does that. And so that's what I would say is that it's important. It's important. The whole world needs love.
Amen.
And we say that God is love.
God is love.
And we say that we have God in us.
Amen. Amen.
Right? And so we are the demonstration of God's love. And it's important that those people see that. There was a time when the church, it was the institution where everybody got their assistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church fed the hungry. The church stepped in when people didn't have a place to go. The church did those things. And so I just feel like that's my calling. My calling is to go out and let people know that Jesus still loves them.
Amen.
God is still able to heal their situations. And there's people who are Christians who care.
Amen. That's Michael Nelson, everybody. And where can they find your music?
On iTunes, Amazon. You can catch me in the streets and buy a CD if that's what you want to do. Right?
That's where you find them, obviously, right?
That's
where you find them.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to go because I've spoken to Pastor Demps twice. I want to switch over to Micah Lee.
Yes, sir.
And let's talk to you. You pull the mic up. And how you doing, my friend? Where you from?
I'm good. I am actually from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay. Was Fort Lauderdale spared Irma?
Well, Irma did come down. My area.
Yeah.
I actually had to evacuate with my parents.
Gotcha.
Had to get them out of there, as well as my grandmother. Yeah. And, you know, I ended up having to come on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to make a decision, say, how am I going to work this? So I wanted to make sure that my house was safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my family was safe. The trip from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta, which was our meeting point, is usually about 8 hours, 8 to 9 hours in the drive. It ended up taking 23 hours because of the heavy traffic, everyone from the state trying to evacuate. It's amazing in those in particular times how you see how we revert back into the dark ages. And especially with me driving with an 85-year-old woman who has to go, you know, use the restroom every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But God is good. Yeah. They're well. I saw on my cameras that my house is well.
Okay.
And God is just awesome. He turned that thing. I prayed about it, and it did turn more towards the west, so we didn't get hit head on.
Amen. Amen. Your song, Heaven, is still in rotation, by
the
way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's still doing extremely well.
Yes, sir. And I thank you for that, too.
You're welcome.
You've really been a great support to me over the years. So I'm extremely thankful to you for all that you've done. I know a lot of times us as artists don't actually get to say physically and appreciate you for what you do.
A lot of radio personalities. But
we thank you. I thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Where can the listeners find out more about you and your music?
Absolutely. Well, if you want to find out more about me, you can definitely go to my website. I have a lot of content up on that site, and it's www.MicahLeeMusic.com. That's Micah like the prophet, the book of the Bible, M-I-C-A-H. And it's again www.MicahLeeMusic.com.
Well, man, Rob God.
My God.
That book, right?
Yeah, that one. That one. It's in the book. That one.
I'm only saying I had a pastor. That's how we did tithes and offerings every week. And everybody would laugh because he would say that. Isn't that because, I guess because he would say that. But anyway, the man Rob God.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, so thank you so much. Last, not because he's least, but last because he is the man.
How
and
you
he's
doing?
He's been on the program twice before. William Demps, Pastor Demps, welcome back.
Man, X, it's so good to see you, man.
Yeah, I don't think you were pastoring the first time.
No, I was preaching, but I wasn't pastoring.
Yeah.
And so it's an amazing experience just to be back here.
Yeah.
Some amazing things have transpired since I last seen you. And it's just good to see you are doing well.
It's good to
still
be seen.
Still coming up all those flights of stairs and you're looking good.
That's how I stay in shape. That's how I stay in
shape.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. It's a blessing to be with you.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, what you been up to?
Man, a lot has transpired.
How long have you been pastoring?
I have been pastoring 7 years. I'm actually the assistant pastor of my church, and I love my church, POP, better known as Paradise of Praise, there in Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
And we just love Jesus.
Go Seahawks.
Come on, go Seahawks, yes. But, you know, it's just been a joy for 7 years. And it's actually a part of my testimony is over the last 7 years of my life, God has been birthing something that I wasn't fully aware of.
Yes.
Many times we go through dilemmas and devastations in our lives. I lost my father very suddenly. I was in Chicago recording with Percy Beatty on a song called Trust in You, not knowing that I would have to live out that message. I will trust in you. And I just remember heading back home and receiving this message and that my dad had passed while I was in flight. And I was devastated, but I've watched God as I trusted him. I didn't let go of his hand. I held onto his hand, and he birthed out this new song called Beauty Out of You.
Beauty Out of You.
He literally
it's
showed
in rotation,
me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. He literally showed me that just because your situation is bad does not mean that the ending of your story will be. You know, and so that's a message that I believe people need to hear. Our society's all just going through so many things, but we want people to be encouraged to know that God is in control. I don't care what man says. I don't care what the government says. God is in control. So the single is available right now. They can go to iTunes and all of the online distributors and pick it up. And I know for sure that it's going to be an absolute blessing because I wrote it. But God, every day that I face a new challenge, it encourages me to go through. So I just believe that it's going to do that for all of the listeners out there. And I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
To you and then all of the listeners that have been hearing it because of you and your hard work and those that have already purchased it. I appreciate your support.
Amen. You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
They're wrapping up the tour. By the way, did y'all tell him that he looks like
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Everybody said
I was sitting
that.
Here going, man, he looks just like Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, acts like him, too. Oh, you know what? That's what it is. Micah Lee looks like Rick Ross.
Womp, womp, womp. No, I don't.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
No,
my
I don't.
God. My God.
We're in gospel and all, right?
Yeah.
Somebody out there going, who's Rick Ross? Google him, y'all.
Yes.
Wrapping up the Gospel Radio Tour, and thank you, Jam.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. For making it happen.
Yes, the Luis Cortez group. Yes, that's they have been phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, we've been, I mean, traveling up and down the road. And
it's just it's amazing. Nashville, Memphis, Raleigh, Jackson, Augusta, Birmingham, Huntsville, Columbia, Chattanooga, and a city or a country near you.
Come on. It ain't over.
Yes, sir. 12 markets.
Yes. There it is.
12 markets in 1 week.
Yes, yes.
Well, listen, thank you all for stopping by. Much continued success to you. You will hear from William Demps and Michael Lee real soon because we've spoken already.
Yes.
But
yes,
look for Nichelle and also Michael
Nelson.
Yeah. I'm going to look forward to speaking to you all and getting more of your powerful testimony so the listeners can really get a blessing, gleam a blessing from your story so God can get the glory. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us in Real Gospel, everybody. And I will post at the end of this interview, I will post a link to each and every one of their Facebook pages and information so you'll be able to track them and find out where they are to make it easy on you all listening. Thank you all so much for joining us for Real Gospel.
Thank you. We appreciate
you, man.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.